Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, the economic realities facing today's pre-retirees and retirees are vastly different of those of previous generations. Today, we have steps to help you navigate the new retirement and ensure that the nest egg lasts you all the way through retirement. That and more coming up.
And now, WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza. I'm Steve Sado. We have got a lot to talk about today. I like what you're getting into. Hi, Eric. Hi, Joseph. How's things?
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Gentlemen, good to see you both.
Absolutely. And we got a lot to talk about, as we always do. And, retirement, obviously, a time to relax and deserve time off and all that kind of thing. But there are some statistics that we'll take a look at today and see if you agree or disagree. More than 4.1 million Americans will reach age 65 through 2027. I guess there's no arguing with that.
No, as a matter of fact, this is the peak year that kicks off, really. This is the maximum amount of baby boomers turning 65. So for the next 3 years, that will continue. So this is an evolution in so many ways, not only in the retirement industry, but also in the healthcare industry. Because, there's a lot of times where retirees have kind of put off a lot of their healthcare issues. And now all of a sudden, they want to take better care of themselves. Or they're, really concerned about like healthcare or long-term care. So a lot of this is going to change the dynamics of how people actually think about their lives.
Mm-hmm. And again, as we start to take a look at that, this is another statistic. 7 out of 10 pre-retirees believe they'll face more challenges in retirement than their parents or grandparents did. I have a tendency to agree. You?
I would agree too. I think I come from upstate New York, and a lot of IBMers were up there who had big pensions. And mm-hmm. So, a lot of people had these, and then all of a sudden, the 80s rolled around and said, here, now the responsibility is yours. Here's this thing called a 401k. You figure it out.
Yeah.
And so along with that became a more volatile stock market, became more world economic conditions. I mean, there's a lot more things that we are now facing. I mean, and lately it's been inflation, healthcare costs, interest rate changes. I mean, there's been a lot of things. So there's a lot more headwinds that people are facing today more than ever.
Of course.
There's no doubt about that financial planning and tax planning and income planning has become more complex. And especially, I think, in Southwest Florida. I think that we're in an area, we're just talking about Mercury, who makes outboards for a lot of these big boats, are laying off over 300 workers.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is that if you look around this area, everybody has a Mercury or a Yamaha on the back of that boat, and you see how many boats are out there. But what we forget is that we live in a concentrated wealth area. So there's so much wealth that is just in this area that we forget what it's like of inland Florida or North Florida or Chicago or Southern California. There's a lot of places that are not doing as well as we are. And so what ends up happening is that, we look around and boy, the economy looks really good around here. But outside of that, it's really starting to show a little bit of cracks.
Sure. And again, I think the average person doesn't really realize that, or depending on what environment you're living in, that's the environment you think is everywhere.
Well, what's funny about that is that, of course, Joseph grew up here, right?
Yes.
And I grew up in New York, and I remember it was like New Year's Day and it'd be 0 degrees out. But the thing is that since I've been living down here, Florida is my home. And there's a lot of times where you walk out and, it's maybe February 15th and you think, oh, what a beautiful day. And then you absolutely forget that Chicago is getting a foot of snow and they're in blizzard conditions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You turn on the TV and it's like, oh yeah, that's right, it's winter. So we are, when you are in a certain geography, you forget how other geographies actually live.
Pretty sure. Quickly too.
Very quickly.
Oh yeah, and your blood gets very thin because you get cold when it gets below about 50.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's for sure. So there's no doubt about it that things will change as you get into retirement, and you have to be aware of other economies and other things that are going on that could actually affect you.
Well, and one of the things we have to pay attention to is, you know, diversification in our portfolio. And these are some of the steps that we can do to make sure that our retirement isn't more stressful than our parents or grandparents.
Yeah, and when we talk about diversification, a lot of times we're actually going to talk about sequence of returns risk.
Sure.
Which is about not everybody's focused on, well, how much do I have to pull out of my accounts? But an important question is, when are you going to pull that out of your accounts, and which accounts are you actually going to do that from? Because that has a huge impact on your overall financial plan and the health of that financial plan, depending on what the market is actually doing. So in an up market, where are you going to take your money from? Which accounts? Which investments? And then if the market does go through some volatility, are you still going to pull out the same amount? Where are you pulling that from? How is that affecting your overall investment return as well? And if you don't have a game plan for where you're actually going to pull your money from, we find a lot of people actually fall into shortfalls when volatility hits the market, especially if they allow their emotions to get the better of them.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that comes down to how and why. I want to pull out money. How and why am I pulling it from there? And so that's really what people are asking, how and why. And I'll tell you what, when you go into your advisor, you should be asking those questions a lot of times. Mm-hmm. How do I do this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Why am I doing it that way? Why am I doing it this way? Why can I do it that way? How and why?
How and why?
You know, and this is how you're holding your advisor accountable. I think a lot of people expect to go give someone a pile of their money that they've saved up for a long time. They hear a solution and they're like, okay, let's try that. There's no trying this in financial planning, I promise you. This is the difference. This is what's failing in the financial industry, is that people are going out there and they're buying products, tools, and investments without asking the how and the why, without doing any kind of planning, without doing any forecasting or strategic ideas. And so this is what people really want. This is what is evolving in the financial industry. You see a lot of firms that are actually growing and doing very well, prospering, and they're going to be here for a very long time. You also have the fly-by-night people who are just out there just trying to sell stuff just to be able to pay their bills. So people are really now starting to focus on a better opportunity. How can I really seek out a financial planning firm that is really looking out for me, who has a fiduciary responsibility, who wants to take the time to invest in me first before I decide if I want to invest in them?
Absolutely. And so that's okay. So diversification. And then we need to have guaranteed income sources. And Eric, that doesn't have to mean an annuity, does it?
Not necessarily. It could.
It could, sure.
It could. And I'll tell you what, where interest rates are right now, it's actually pretty attractive. And, you know, I'm not a big annuity person, but we have done replacements. And so when we have annuity companies call us and say, hey, Eric, you sell a lot of annuities, I stop them right there. I say, no, actually, we fix and replace an awful lot of annuities. So we are not the original salesperson on that annuity. So people will come in and they're like, look, I have this annuity. I'm not sure what it's doing for me. I've never had an income plan done. We take a look at it. And then what we're doing is we're doing an annuity stress test. Now, you don't necessarily have to go into another annuity. Maybe we're going to pull you out of there and put you into something that is more appropriate for you. But that's the whole point. What we're trying to do is really put you somewhere that's appropriate for you. Me personally, I don't care where you go. As long as it's right for you, your risk tolerance, your time frame, and it's going to match your needs. That's all I really care about. And so when you take that fiduciary responsibility, always putting the client's best interest first, that's when you know that you're doing the right thing. But again, we're pre-planning, we're doing an income plan, we're showing the client, we're forecasting those numbers and showing them where they're going to be. So again, in this environment, a lot of people are looking to de-risk their portfolios and looking for some other guaranteed type of income stream. And so I think that this has been an exciting year for that. And a lot of people, because they've done so well in the market over the past few years, now all of a sudden they want to say, how can I de-risk? How can I actually make my portfolio safer? And how can I be prepared for a downturn in the market?
Absolutely. Folks, if you want to get a head start, 800-779-1942. And again, I like that annuity stress test. And just to, so if someone, if I've been retired for a few years, I got an annuity out there, so I can just call you and you come on in and you kind of tell me if it's okay.
Yeah, we do it all the time because a lot of times what happens is with interest rates, when those change, the annuity payout rates actually change. So with annuities that were issued a couple years ago even, the annuities now are providing or can provide a lot more income to that individual. And a lot of times when people are just sold a product and they're not provided an actual solution, they're not given an income plan, a financial plan, or actual constant management from that financial advisor, a lot of times they really don't even understand what they're invested in. They don't understand what their annuity really is going to provide for them because nobody really sat down with them and explained it to them or constantly actually managed it for them. So it really just starts with, okay, let's further explain what you're currently invested in before we even look at what options that you have. And a lot of times, just in that first meeting of let's explain what you currently have and what this can provide for you, it opens the client's eyes to realize, I didn't even know that's what I was invested in. We had somebody come in from one of our educational classes who said, you know, Eric talked about in the class about variable annuities and how a lot of times they don't really work for clients. And when he came in and saw us, he said, I realized I had a variable annuity. So he didn't even know that he was invested in that. So it's really just about educating the client on what they currently have and then looking at the foreseeable options for them.
Well, that's all about education. And really, folks, if you want some good classes, now's the time to give Joseph and Eric a call. Come on in and talk about it.
What we're going to do is give away two things to the listeners that call into our show today. First is your very own personal financial blueprint. This report will give you an in-depth analysis on your current investments. We're going to go over your risks, your returns, even fees you may not know that you're paying. Let's see how well your portfolio holds up against a volatile market and if you're earning what you deserve. And secondly, we're going to craft you your very own income plan. We're going to make sure that your assets can provide you with your ideal lifestyle in retirement, all while taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, and even down markets. Let's sit down and map out how we're going to replace that paycheck for you. All this is at no cost to you. Just pick up the phone and let's have a conversation.
Sounds great. Joseph, 800-779-1942 is the number, an opportunity to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together. And it's a true practical financial review. So if you're listening, then give us a call. It's 800-779-1942. You can also text Eric directly, E-R-I-C. Text Eric to 600-700. Just text Eric to 600-700. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with lots more WealthWorks Radio with Joseph Lanza and Eric Carney right after this.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, seems like everyone is jumping on the AI bandwagon these days. With that in mind, what does that mean for the future of financial planning? We break down all of that and so much more right after this.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Joseph Lanza is here. Eric, of course, independent fiduciary. He is president of Retirement Wealth, LLC. Joseph Lanza, fiduciary, alongside Eric. And again, covering ground as we always do. Joseph, you mentioned at the end of the last segment, you talked about somebody who had gone to one of your classes.
Correct. Yeah, somebody had come into our class and you know, in our class, we talk about all the different investment options that are out there and do a deep dive into a lot of them. And
oh, sure.
He had heard Eric had mentioned about variable annuities, about how high the fees are, and a lot of times they're actually underperforming. And he had known that he had been put into some type of annuity by his last advisor, didn't know which one, didn't really know how it worked. And this sparked him to go and actually look up what he was invested in. And lo and behold, it was a variable annuity. So when he came in that first meeting, all we simply did was explained how that worked, his exact numbers, and then showed him what the options were that are out there now with current payout rates or if it is going to be invested in the market. And that's really the first step, is just educating a client on what they currently have, hopefully increasing that financial literacy that they may be lacking or feel like they're lacking and they feel like they're all over the place. And then presenting them with the options and saying, okay, here's how this works. Here's why you may do this. And then you present them with those different options. And at the end of the day, it's their choice for what they want to do with their money.
Sure. And again, those are the kinds of, you know, sessions you have. You said he came to one of your classes. Tell me about those, and are they still going on?
Yeah, so we still are doing our educational classes. You can go on our website, retirementwealthllc.com, to the events tab, and you can see any up and coming classes, and you can register for those directly through there. And really what those classes are is it's an educational class. You're not being sold anything. You're simply there to learn about retirement, learn about investment choices, learn about financial planning, and hopefully getting a good head start.
And learn about a variable annuities.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
It's a huge section of ours, actually. And last Wednesday and Thursday, we were at FGCU, totally sold out class, unbelievable. And, you know, what's interesting is the section on annuities, mm-hmm. it's a pretty good section, actually. It's very well detailed, and it's basically going over the pros and the cons, the do's and the don'ts. And people are like, I never knew that much about annuities before. And so the thing is that, you know, there's good ones, there's bad ones, but you've got to be educated. But it's not just the annuities. It's about your investments. It's about your taxes. It's about how to build different streams of income. There's so much to do. And so the classes that we've been teaching really have been eye-opening for a lot of people. And I'm just grateful to be back out there and actually teaching and educating people instead of selling them stuff. And we can talk more about that in another show. But, you know, these really have turned into sales seminars, which is really unfortunate. And well,
I figure you got it because you're getting a free meal.
Well, that's exactly right. We don't do dinners, you know, like those ridiculous dinner seminars are to me are so silly. And it's like, and people still go to them. But the funny thing is that that person that's putting on that seminar really believes that one product is going to be good for everyone. And how ridiculous is that? And so what we're doing is that we're doing the education seminar, which really helps people get educated about every different thing. And so, again, there's a lot more transparency in there than anything.
And, you know, one of the things that you don't to rely on is AI, like so many people are beginning to do. I mean, it is certainly, what's been your experience with AI in terms of just talking to clients and or maybe how it influences how you do business?
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to the robo-advisor. Everybody thinks that AI is going to take over just like the robo-advisor. But the robo-advisor has its place. It's failed. And it's not very human-friendly. And in our business, this is a very emotional business. When you're dealing with money, it's very emotional. And so there's a lot of hand-holding. There's a lot of service that needs to be done. You have to know that someone's actually paying attention to something. And, you know, the thing is that our concierge service is something that we offer and our clients love it. And I'll tell you what, we do get a lot of compliments on that. For as long as I'm around, the phone will be answered by someone. I don't like calling somebody up about my money, whether it's my CPA or whoever, and actually going through the rigmarole of press one, press two, press three.
Sure.
It gets very annoying. You know, I mean, when it has to do with your money and your lifestyle, you want somebody to know that you're taking care of it. So AI certainly has its place. It's been a huge topic. But you know what? I think it will be a part of our lives. It already is a part of our lives. And I think that it will increase to be a part of our lives, but hopefully it will improve our lives and
let's
not
hope.
Hinder them. Yeah, let's hope, right,
yeah.
Steve? You and I grew up with the Jetsons.
Right, exactly. I want a flying car.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, who doesn't? And but a lot of times, you know, we see things and it's like, wow, you know what, that's not too far off from where the Jetsons were.
That's right. Well, and again, with ChatGPT is what, you know, that's what everybody's talking about. And again, it's interesting. It's fun. I know I tried it once and I said, I wanted a poem for my wife for our anniversary. And I put in some basic stuff about my wife and it cranked out a page long poem. It was fantastic.
Wow. That's
but I'm
great.
Not sure that's really improving my life, it's cool.
There's ways that you can use it as a tool.
All right.
Correct. You know, it's not a one-stop shop for everything that you may need. It could improve on different things of your lifestyle that make it easier for you, but you don't want to rely solely on just that. There's going to be a human element for quite some time that needs to be factored in there. And it's the same thing with retirement planning, because everybody's situation is so drastically different that everybody knows out there that's tried to use one of those calculators online. Do I have enough for retirement?
Right, right, right.
How much do you have? How much do you need? How old are you? Here's your range. That is such a small sample set of data that is truly factored into your financial plan that a lot of times it can actually give people an unrealistic sense of hope for their retirement. Because the fact of the matter is that there's no one-stop shop for retirement planning when it comes to a calculator. There's not just one simple solution that fixes everything. Even when it comes to investments, there's not one investment that's great for everybody. Everybody's very different in what they need, whether it's income, growth, asset protection. So I think it's the human element is going to be around for quite some time, but we can definitely use AI as a tool to assist us in our daily life.
Exactly. Well, again, an interesting survey, 4,000 adults aged 50 to 75 participated in a survey the past decade, and at the highest financial literacy, there was all about financial literacy, and the highest scores were 50%. So there is a definite need for education, which is what you are doing, and obviously it's paying off.
I think the problem is that there's a lot of advisors out there who don't take that financial literacy into account when they're actually meeting with clients. They're saying, let me take this over for you. I could do a better job. Let me handle everything for you. And it really comes back to what Eric said about the, well, how are you going to do it? And why are you going to do it? Explain that to me first. Get on the same page with that client. And you're building that financial literacy with them through meeting with them multiple times and explaining with them. And then also when you're managing that financial plan, when our clients sit down with Donna throughout the year to update their financial plan, they're building on that financial literacy as well.
Right. And again, when you talk about this, ChatGPT, which has managed to pass the bar, the CFA and the CPA exams, scored just 45% better than the average American, but not by much.
Yeah, that is pretty scary when you really think about it, right? Only 45% financial literacy coming from a computer. That should be the end all be all for the different aspects.
And a computer and a program that passed the bar.
Yeah, that is
and
a scary
45%
thing.
On financial literacy. Come on.
Well, and
there's a problem out there.
The other thing about AI is that AI is making itself smarter, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, AI trains itself, learns itself, and all of a sudden becomes smarter. And so if it keeps teaching itself to becoming smarter and smarter, that is kind of a scary thing. But you know, Elon Musk is probably one of the most brilliant men. He's also one of the most criticized in this world for many, many, many things, you know. But, you know, to take a look at him, he really is cutting edge. He's way ahead of his time. And, you know, I think Joseph can make a good point about the size of the market cap on Tesla compared to Ford in a minute. But the bottom line is that, you know, Elon Musk has warned about the use of AI over the years and how crucial, beneficial this could be, but also how scary it can be as well. And so, you know, you're taking the richest man in the world who has just been amazing. And, you know, he's even saying this may not be exactly what we want.
Yeah. And we have to be aware of that. And again, I'm glad that you guys are really sort of on the front edge of this and understanding how it can be a tool, but it can also be a hindrance.
Well, no matter what, I mean, and I do think that the significantly younger generation may adapt to it much more quickly. But I would say for the next 15 years or so, there's going to be people that still want human interaction in everything because people like to come in. They like to talk about their finances. They like to debate a little bit. But they want to have, you know, someone actually explaining it to them. And, you know, I read a lot of ChatGPT stuff, but it looks like it was ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, well, okay, that's pretty general. And I understand that it probably will get more advanced and more technical at some point. But you know what? When you really read somebody who wrote a Wall Street Journal article, you can really appreciate their writing abilities, you know, to actually describe something in all these different words, right? And so they're categorizing all these different words and they're taking them and putting them into an article that's actually enjoyable to read. ChatGPT fails to do that. It doesn't understand emotion. So
true.
I think that it's got a long ways to go before it really keeps up to the emotional element of a human being.
Right, exactly. Well, and again, we'll certainly be there and watch it along the way. I don't think we can get away from it, can we?
No, I don't think so.
It's inevitable.
I think it's inevitable. I mean, it's here to stay. I mean, you talk about flying cars. I mean, they're already, you know, in the works.
Sure they are.
You know, so I mean, you know, it will be a completely different world in another 5 years and 10 years and God forbid 20 years. And but you know what the funny thing is, real quick, you know, my father, as he got older, didn't really understand the world. You know, and so when he lived to 85, he really got to the point where he just did not understand the world anymore. Now, it's just going to be incredible, Steve, when you and I, it's another 15 years, what we're looking at.
Folks, if you're worried about getting into retirement and you don't want a robot to help you, yeah, human interaction. That's what we're talking about with the folks, like Eric and Joseph.
Yeah, what we're going to do is give away two things to the listeners that call into our show today. First is your very own personal financial blueprint. This report will give you an in-depth analysis on your current investments. And we're going to go over your risks, your returns, even fees you may not know that you're paying. Let's see how well your portfolio holds up against a volatile market and if you're earning what you deserve. And secondly, we're going to craft you your very own income plan. We're going to make sure that your assets can provide you with your ideal lifestyle in retirement while taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, even down markets. Let's sit down and map out how you're going to replace that paycheck. All this is at no cost to you. Just pick up the phone and let's have a conversation.
Sounds great. 800-779-1942. 800-779-1942. 800-779-1942. Or text ERIC, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. Text ERIC to 600-700. We got to take a break. We're coming right back, though. We've got more WealthWorks Radio with Eric and Joseph right after this.
When we come back, questions people might be reluctant to ask, along with explanations of why they are important to address. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Joseph Lanza is here. Again, a couple of independent fiduciary advisors looking out for us. Eric is president of Retirement Wealth, has built a great team around him, including Joseph. And again, this is, you talk about meeting with a human advisor, and I do think that that's so important. You talk about family and how your clients, that word sort of goes away and they become friends and feel like family. I mean, that you can't get that from a robot.
No, you can't. And the thing is that as we age, there are a lot of things that we go through: divorce, deaths, people get sick, they go through tough times, maybe it's a car accident, whatever it may be. And a lot of times people are coming into us and they're saying, look, how can I get through this event? And a lot of times, we can never control what's going to happen in life. There's always going to be things that happen out of left field that we just could never expect. But what we really have to do is we've got to be prepared for those. And so a lot of times, when people will come into us and they'll say, hey, I got something in my mind I've got to talk about, and they're really laying everything out there. I mean, we have seen pretty much everything, and we will still continue to see a lot more. So there are certain things that people want to ask, they are hesitant about, but it does get very personal. And that may be the barrier that keeps people away from working with an advisor or working with someone who, probably can help them. So I think that this is going to be a good segment for a lot of people.
Sure. And let's just jump in here. Questions to ask your advisor, potential advisor. And these are questions, again, we talk about it here, but I understand a person's hesitancy saying, hey, how are you going to get paid?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's kind of one of the last questions that comes out. It's like, how do you get paid? And so, we explain everything. Again, it should be about full transparency. Do we get paid? Yeah, we get paid, right? But we get paid for a service. And what the real question that you should be asking is that, okay, Al, you, or okay, my name is not Alu, but I don't know where I came from. Okay, Eric, I'm going to pay you a fee. What value do I receive from that? What value am I receiving?
Ooh, that's
from
a great way to ask the question.
It is, because like I said, everybody's going to charge you a fee, right? So we know that the better question to ask is, we know that we're going to pay you a fee. What value do I receive from that? What are you going to give me that other advisory firms are not going to give me? And then all of a sudden, that's what changes everything.
Sure.
So again, you want to understand, for the services that I'm paying for, what am I actually receiving?
Right. And again, you have no problem explaining that because it's very clear what you're getting.
Well, it's crystal clear, absolutely. And the other thing is that it's significantly different than what you're going to get from other advisory firms. I've built this. I've set up a process so that everyone's going through it. Everyone goes through the same process, but they're gaining a lot of value from it. And so this is one thing that the national firms really lose in, because they're just not able to add these factors into that. They want to manage your money, but that's all they want to do. They're not factoring in tax planning, income planning, and a lot of other things that people actually need.
And again, one of the other questions that we can ask are your qualifications. I mean, we talk about it all the time, independent fiduciary, you know, advisor. And that's, it's fair to ask, what got you here?
Yeah, there's an interesting question. Maybe it was 10 years ago or so. This guy came in and he's like, tell me about you. So I told him a little bit about myself. And he's like, no, I really want to know, like, your net worth. Like, and I was like, what? Yeah. You know, and like, I was like, well, like, what do you want to know? And he's like, I want to know that you understand my lifestyle. And I was like, oh, gotcha. And so it turns out he had real estate. So he's like, I want to deal with somebody that has real estate. Have you bought and sold? Do you understand a 1031 exchange? Do you understand a 1035 exchange? Do you understand different things? And so that's what I really found interesting, was he wants to understand if I am capable of handling his needs. And so I don't think that that's such a bad thing. The other thing that you want to do is, what does your typical client look like? What is their net worth looking like? Mm-hmm. Like, are you capable of handling my needs? And I actually think that there's a lot of people out there, especially in Southwest Florida, where your net worth more than likely has grown outside of your advisor's capabilities. And people don't think about that. But there's a certain point where all of a sudden, maybe your advisor is not good at taking you to the next level. And a lot of people don't really think about that. But it was the same with me with accountants. I had to find a better one and a better one and a better one. Only because my situation was getting more,
sophisticated.
Sophisticated, mm-hmm. Or difficult, right? Mess. I mean, it was like, you need to open up this LLC. Then you need to do this. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Why are we doing this, right?
Right.
And so there's so many moving parts. It's like, okay, this person is not putting me in as good of a position as I was. So I had to move forward. That means that you literally have to break up, you have to divorce, and you have to start dating other CPAs until you find one that you're going to be with again. And so it's difficult to do that. It's difficult to break up and find someone else. But you know in the long term that you have to do that. And so a lot of times, again, you've got to find somebody that is more than capable of handling your needs, but also that is challenging your status quo. I tell everyone, if you're not challenging your financial status quo, you're not moving forward. I'm not about staying stagnant in anything. With inflation, healthcare costs going through the roof, interest rate changes, market volatility, I'm going to challenge your status quo. But we're doing that through the financial plan and the income plan.
Sure. I like this. I like this question too. And do you have a lot of clients like me?
Right. Yeah. What is your typical client?
Yeah.
What type of net worth do they have? What services do they require? And it really does give you a good idea of if that advisor's capabilities will fit what you need. And that's something you want to make sure of. And a lot of times when people ask these questions, or they're asking about your qualifications, how long you've been an advisor, they'll apologize and say, I don't mean to be rude. And it's like, there's no need to apologize. You're doing your due diligence. You should be asking these questions. As a matter of fact, you should write down all of these questions and bring it to the first meeting. Get it out of the way. You want to figure out who this person is that's going to be handling your net worth.
Absolutely.
It's the bare minimum that you should be asking them these questions. So don't ever feel like, you know, feeling rude or that you have to apologize for asking these questions. It's the bare minimum.
But again, I understand that there is some hesitation, and just as human beings, we don't like that confrontation, right?
Right. The discomfort of
asking somebody.
Or the discomfort of asking somebody about their personal life.
Right.
Well, how well are you doing? It's typical things. It's like we've been told our whole life, what is it? Money, politics, and religion, the three things that you don't talk about.
Exactly.
Well, when it comes to money, it's pretty important to talk about that with your financial advisor.
Yes, you might
have to ask them some personal questions and the way that they run their business, how long they've been doing it, and that's completely normal.
And then how do you reach out to me? How are you going to communicate once I'm a client?
Yeah, how do I get service, right? Yeah. Like, you know, and that's where a lot of people feel like, you know, their advisor's dropping the ball. They haven't heard from them. There's no communication. And there should be communication on an upward market and a downward market. And so a lot of times, and I'll say this all over again, if we pulled up my show from 2020, I'll be like, hey, there's a lot of advisors locking their doors and hiding underneath their desks.
Oh, I can find that.
Yeah. And I said that through and through because, and I remember during 2020, and nothing infuriates me more than this, when you're responsible for someone's life and their finances and all their investments and their life savings, and you have a note on the front door saying closed due to COVID, you know how I feel about that.
I
can't even say it. It's ridiculous. But you know what? That's how a lot of advisors were. They didn't know how to reach out to their clients. We reached out to our clients through videos, phone calls. We still met with our clients one way or another. It doesn't matter what happens in the world. You can't drop the ball. You still have to reach out to your clients. That's what separates us from the rest of the financial industry is concierge service. We don't run. We don't hide. We're sitting here. And so a lot of times, you know, I just couldn't, I'm still befuddled to this day how people were not meeting with their clients. And I do remember there was one advisor, he was out of state, but he's like, it's nice. I get to lay on my couch all day and I still get paid. Shame on you, dude. You know, shame on you, you know, and so there's nothing funny about that. And this is the thing where I have the real passion for helping people because I want to be there in the tough times. I think actually when we're pushed into a corner, that's actually when we do the best, you know. So, again, you want to understand that your advisor and the whole entire firm is going to fight for you. That's really what you're looking for.
So what happens to you if something or what happens to me if something happens to you?
Succession plan.
Yeah.
You know, like I've always said, if I got hit by a bus, nothing would stop from my clients. I mean, you know, the entire team, they understand what has to do. We also have people that have a fiduciary responsibility out of state in the back office who also would continue to help take care of the accounts. Really, if I get hit by a bus or God forbid Joey gets hit by a bus, nothing stops with our clients. I mean, everyone knows what their job is, what their role is, and things move on. And you always have to be prepared for that. You know, we also have backup systems. We have other offices that we can go to if one got flooded. People want to know that there's an emergency plan or that you have a backup plan to everything. And so, again, that's something that we always think about. It's really funny. I wish I took a picture of this, but there was a time when we were clearing out for one of the hurricanes, and Autumn literally takes off her. She has a big 27-inch iMac, and she literally has it under her arm, and she's like, I'm going home, you know, and she's like, I'm taking my computer with me, you know. So it was just hilarious.
Very
because
fun.
She's like, yeah, I'm taking this wherever I go, no matter what happens.
So. Got it. Yeah. And again, references, is that something that people ask about?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that more people should ask for those. And you know what the thing is? Ask for long term. Don't give me somebody that you've been with for 3 months or 6 months.
Yeah,
I want to talk to somebody who you've been with for a long time.
A decade or more.
Yeah. I mean, really talk about say, hey, because you know what? Quite frankly, you could take somebody on and all of a sudden their portfolio turns around. Oh, they're a great advisor. I've been with them for 3 months.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, so, yeah. You know, really, yeah, talk to them. And you know, they're not going to talk about their personal situation. But, you know, you will get a feeling of their net worth. And if you're worth, you know, two or three or four million, you want to talk to somebody else that's like that, too. You want to talk to like-minded people and you want to make sure, hey, are they able to handle my finances? And this is where I'm very hard on. You know, some people have said, oh, Eric, you're from New York. You're like, you know, you've got this tough skin around you. Well, maybe that's true. But also in this industry, if you don't have tough skin and big shoulders, you're not going to make it. And so you are responsible. There is an awesome responsibility when you're taking over someone's financial life. And then all of a sudden you throw in the number of families that we work with. It's massive. So there's a huge responsibility that we have every single day. And we're dealing with so many market factors, economic factors, world factors that are constantly being thrown at us. So you have to have tough skin to be able to be in this industry. But it's all for the benefit of the client.
Yes. Well, and again, again, folks, you are that client potentially. Let's call, give us a call. Love to have you come on in and sit down and have the conversation.
What we're going to do is give away two things to the listeners that call into our show today. First is your very own personal financial blueprint. This report is going to give you an in-depth analysis on your current investments. And we're going to go over your risks, your returns, even fees you may not know that you're paying. Let's see how well your portfolio holds up against a volatile market and if you're earning what you deserve. And secondly, we're going to craft you your very own income plan. We're going to make sure your assets can provide you with your ideal lifestyle in retirement, all while taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, even down markets. Let's sit down and map out how we're going to replace that paycheck for you. All this is at no cost to you. Just pick up the phone and let's have a conversation.
800-779-1942 is how you get started. No cost, no obligation to get a better handle on your financial situation. 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942, or just text ERIC, E-R-I-C, to 600-700.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, my favorite part. Questions from you and answers from us. Stay tuned.
On WealthWorks Radio at segment four. That means, as Eric pointed out, it's questions from listeners. We've got a lot of them this week. And I want to mention again, you've got your classes up and running, and the best thing to do is just go visit the website to be a part of it. And that website is retirementwealthllc.com.
That is correct. So you go there, go to the events page, and you'll see all the classes that we have listed out. It's really been crazy because we rewrote the entire class, updated it significantly. It's been a lot of work. My staff has been great at doing this.
Did you use JPT?
We did not. We did
see,
not.
See, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. We actually went in and did some actual research ourselves. The whole thing's been updated. It's really been a lot of work, but I think that people, when they go to this, they're going to get a lot out of it. So I'm super excited about doing this.
All right. Well, again, folks, it's 800-779-1942 or retirementwealthllc.com. Just start right there, and you can find that and get yourself a spot. All right. We've got some questions. Let's go to Clint in Cape Coral. He says, should I consider investing in an annuity or stock with my long-term stocks if I don't like the unreliability of the market?
Unreliability of the market or volatility of the market? Because, I mean, what makes a stock market is the ups and downs. That's what makes a market. The real estate market, the market goes up, the market goes down. It creates a market, right? That's what pricing points do. The car market, prices go up, prices go down. That creates a market, supply and demand. So the thing is that you really have to take a look at your 3 and your 5 year period. Now, more than likely, you've done pretty well on your stocks. Now, if you want to start to de-risk the portfolio, that's a completely different thing. So how can you be strategic and still get gains in the market, but de-risk the portfolio at the same time? And you can have both. And this is the cool thing about strategic financial planning. This is the cool side of money management, when you can actually put several different strategies together that actually complement the client's lifestyle. And when I see this, it's like a work of art. It's like, oh my gosh, that is a thing of beauty. You still have the upside potential. You still have growth. You still have the ability to outpace inflation, hopefully over time, which is going to pay for a lot of things. But at the same time, you can be de-risking the portfolio, protecting that value, and give you some kind of guaranteed future income. So there's a lot of different tools, investments, and products that we can use to be able to do that. You know, the funny thing is that when the market's roaring, everybody wants to get into one thing. And technology is great to invest in until it's not. And we forget about that. And we forget how bad things can actually get. So why not just be more open-minded to be able to get through any difficult market with a strategy?
All right. That makes sense. 800-779-1942. Clint, give us a call. Rhonda is in Englewood, and she says, I've heard that you can use an HSA to help you in retirement. How does that work, and what kind of benefits does it provide in retirement? That's a great question.
So to have an HSA or health savings account, you have to have a high deductible healthcare plan to begin with. And then you can contribute to your HSA. There's certain contribution limits, but you get a deduction for the money that you contribute into that account. It grows tax-free. And then if you use it on healthcare expenses, it actually comes out of that account tax-free as well. So it's kind of a triple tax savings account that you can have. Now, if you go into retirement and you get on Medicare and you still have that HSA, because the balances, they roll every single year, you can actually build up an amount of money in there if you're not using it on healthcare expenses, if you don't need it. That can actually eventually roll into an IRA for you that you can then use for retirement income if you would like. So if you're in your working years leading up to retirement, starting that HSA, if you have that high deductible healthcare plan, could be a very good option for you and help you save on some taxes too.
Well, yeah, exactly, because you can invest inside that HSA, and that is something that people are really beginning to realize, people like you.
Correct. And then if you don't actually use it, it's not like it goes away if you don't use it on healthcare expenses. You can eventually roll that money into that IRA that you can then use for yourself as well.
Sure. All right, Rhonda, call us 800-779-1942 if you got some questions about an HSA. Tracy in Bonita Springs says, I'm 56 and going through a divorce. My husband usually handles the finances, so I'm a little nervous about how to handle things myself, even though I'll be getting a substantial sum of money from the divorce. How should I go about getting set up on my own?
So this is very interesting. This actually we see a lot. And what we want to do is, when somebody goes through a divorce, you don't know what your future relationship is going to be. You don't know if you're going to be single, if you're going to end up with somebody, or what it is. So the one thing that we try to do is, when we see a divorcee, we're trying to set them up so that they are financially autonomous. They really, truly don't have to depend on anyone else again. Now, the bottom line is that when you get divorced, there's a lot of things that are going around. Emotions, financial issues, mental issues, a lot of times, just, you know, handling the whole divorce. And so there's a lot of different things that are going on. If all of a sudden you sit down and you write a financial plan and you write an income plan, now all of a sudden that's taking the worry off of that. And now all of a sudden you're educating yourself, you're becoming more financially independent, because before you were dependent on someone, but now you're getting educated and you're making better decisions for yourself. So again, the financial plan is really going to highlight a lot of the things that you have to do for yourself and put you in a better position. You know, and I talk about this now, and it doesn't bother me, you know, at all, but I went through an 8-year divorce. And
just a staggering number, Eric.
It's a staggering number. No kids, by the way, no kids. And I'm not going to say this, but one of us was a real jerk, you know, so that's all I can say. I mean, that's pretty nice. And I'm not saying which one it was, you know, so I'm not saying anything bad, but
A-I-T-A. That's
Yeah. You know, so, but yeah. So, I mean, and you know what? I mean, but happiness is the best revenge. That's what I can tell everybody.
Oh, great.
And
that's a great way to say that.
It really is. And, you know, people put a dollar amount on it, but no, it really is. Your happiness is the very best revenge. And everyone's got to remember that when you go through this. So believe me, when somebody comes in and they're like, hey, I've gone through a horrific divorce, I'm like, how many years? Because I want to know how many years. I think I beat you. I think I got you beat, you know. So, but, you know, the reason I say that, all kidding aside, is that I understand what somebody's going through. So you want to be able to write your financial situation and all of a sudden start from scratch. And listen, every day that you're away from that old situation, you're always putting yourself in a better situation. Every single day changes that, and you get further and further away. So things are looking up.
All right. So again, but the whole gray divorce thing, it's a thing. And boy, it comes out of left field of people. Friend of mine is going through it, and she didn't see it coming. And holy cow, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's crazy. And what's even more interesting is, being in this business, is I can't believe how people are told that they're getting a divorce. It's unbelievable. So a lot of interesting things going on out there.
People. Don't you love them?
People.
Yes. All right. We've got time for another one here. Let's go to JC in LaBelle. Says, I'm 54. My wife is 64. We have $4 million net worth, but I'm not working. Wanting to make sure we cover all our bases here, what will come back to bite us in retirement? And is that enough?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You say, you know, you want to make sure that you're covering all your bases here. And that's exactly what the financial plan is doing, because there's a lot to dissect. you know, how much of that $4 million is actually in investable assets? Is that a majority of that in your home equity? Are you going to actually be able to use some of those funds? What type of accounts are they in? Are they in IRAs or non-qualified? What about the actual investments that are within those accounts themselves? Are you a more conservative investor? Are you a little bit more aggressive? And then one of the most important questions is, what does your lifestyle actually look like?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. really what we're trying to get at is how much are you actually going to need of that $4 million? And Eric can attest to this as well. We'll have people come in who have, let's say, a $1.5 million net worth. They're acting very confident in retirement. We go over their expenses and they're spending anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 per year. Now, when we see that, that's not a very confident retirement, right? Because their lifestyle is very high compared to their investable assets. Now, there's a lot to factor in still. But then you have somebody else that comes in who has, let's say, $500,000, and they live a little bit more of a modest lifestyle of $50,000 a year, even $40,000 a year. It's a completely different aspect to look at retirement. So the perspective comes into play here as well. But really sitting down and crafting that financial plan to figure out what you're going to need out of your retirement and then also your time horizon. If you're 54 and you're not working and you're retired already, well, if you live till 90, we're looking at 36 years of income that we need to cover.
Wow.
Is that $4 million going to be able to do that? That's really the bottom line that we're trying to figure out for you with that financial plan.
Again, it's all about lifestyle and maintaining that lifestyle.
And that's exactly what we want to do. And then it's also factoring in, okay, we know what your lifestyle is going to cost you. Now let's factor in inflation and let's throw taxes on top of that as well.
Sure.
Because if, let's say, $1 million of that net worth is in their home equity, and then even $3 million of that is in a 401k or IRA invested assets, well, now any money that we pull from that account is completely taxable income to you. So really, we have to factor in tax withholding on top of that amount of money.
All right.
So you think 20 to 30% of that is really going to Uncle Sam.
And again, with a net worth of about $4 million like that couple, you know, they really needed somebody to help. And you know, independent fiduciary advisors such as you.
Right. Yeah. A lot of times what happens is people get into the mindset of they're a high income earner. I'm just maxing out my 401k every single year. I'm going to get the deduction. I'm putting away as much as I can to this 401k, mm-hmm. not thinking about it. And it's great that you're saving money. But is that the most viable place for you to save money? Is it the smartest place for you to be putting money away every single year? Because many people, especially when they work with CPAs who are just trying to get them the highest deduction for the past 12 months, are going to say, well, put it in an IRA, get the deduction now. Well, what about 10, 20, 30 years in the future? What is my tax situation going to look like then?
Well, we don't know, but we're going to prepare for it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, that was great. We got to wrap it up here, folks. One more time. Let's invite folks to call.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for the positive feedback we get every single week. If you have any questions, send them over to us at rwacapecoral@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. Again, if you feel like you're out there looking for that second opinion, give us a call today. We look forward to seeing you. And remember, you only retire once. Let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by RWA. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and make full disclosures of any conflict of interest, if any exists. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system. Designed by determining the amount of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate, WealthGuard is added to a client's account to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or assets will be traded or liquidated the same day due to time of day or market restrictions.